Mr. Shi has just left the farm. James, how did the visit go and how did you find Mr. Shi?
Found Mr. Shi an absolute gentleman, very interested in agriculture, had a very keen interest in finding out the background of the rural communities here in Ireland, what was involved in the production of both dairy and beef on this farm. Very keen interest on grass. It surprised me the knowledge he had on grass from the point of view of the protein levels in grass, the growth rates of grass, and how important it was to the diet of Irish animals in general.
So he knew, he wasn't surprised to see the cows out grazing this morning?
No, he was not surprised. I think the thing that surprised him was that grass grows all year round in Ireland. It might only grow at a very small level during the winter, but he was surprised to see such green pasture in Ireland this day of the year.
And I heard you talking about the calf, you were talking about tagging. What were you telling him and what did he think about that?
I was just explaining to him the way the calf was born last night while he was having dinner himself at the banquet. I just was explaining to him about the traceability of the tagging system here in Ireland. There was also a BVD tag on the calf and he was interested to know why. And just explained to him from a biosecurity point of view how important it is that we have such a strong level of traceability of our animals because we export so much product out of this country that it is key.
Did he make any comment on that tagging traceability?
I think he laughed at one stage when I told him that I knew more about my calves than my children because there's such data collection taking place that I don't write down as much about my kids, and he just laughed.
Very good. I saw you showing him the milking parlour and you talked him through that as well.
Yeah, he very, very keen in the milking parlour. He wanted to know where the cows went in, how long did it take to milk the cows, and the technology that was associated with the milking parlour. He was very keen to find out about that.
Okay, and again, you got the impression that he knew what you were talking about. It wasn't all new to him.
Definitely the man was very, very interested. I'll tell you, for such a dignitary, I didn't feel it was a dignitary. I felt it was someone that was keenly interested in agriculture itself.
The last few weeks, obviously, has been a lot of build-up here, James, in terms of preparing for the visit. You had a lot of backup support, I presume, as well.
Yes, Pat. It was short enough notice from the point of view. This is the busiest time of the year on a farm. There was a lot happening, and I think with the support of friends and neighbours and a lot of people put their shoulder to the wheel, that helped to make this day happen and come off. So just thanks to everyone there.
Grania, thanks a million for everything. Thank you very